Well, we'll start with the grain. And the number that was the biggest surprise, and we knew that this number could change, but it changed more than the trade was expecting, was the acres planted for corn, down 2.1 million. So that tightened things up a bit, and we were expecting the carryout to be quite a bit more. They're expecting a 2 billion bushel carryout. It came out at 1.877 because you lower the acres planted and harvested, and even though they brought the yield up to 160.4, that still meant that carryout didn't increase as much as they thought. We only increased carryout on corn by 22 million bushels. Now, it did help that they added 100 million more for feed usage for corn, and they also added 175 million for exports. So those numbers help make corn tighter than what the trade was expecting. And a lot of people were getting pretty far on the short side of corn coming into this report, so we did see some short covering. The interesting thing is we kind of have a spike bottom now. I went all the way down to 415.5 on December corn, and we're going to close just fractionally lower for the week, which, considering that, you know, we finished 11 cents off the low, that was a more of a positive sign. The beans, though, had the biggest reaction, and there also they lowered the acres a little bit. The carryout only went up 20 million, but they also increased crushings by 30 million, and they took out exports by 80 million. And so that number was also a little bit friendly compared to what the trade was expecting. Yield of 43, but when the acres come down, that kind of helps out a little bit. Wheat, there really wasn't much in this report for wheat, so there's not a lot to talk about there. But the big thing was a little bit friendly to the corn market, and the beans made a new low for the week and now close quite a bit higher.